And this is KDBI AM 890, Homer. Today is Friday, June 23rd, 2017. The time is 7:50. I'm Carolyn Norton. Well, it's Friday morning, and that means it is time for our weekly legislative call-in. On the line from Juneau, we have Representative Paul Seaton of House District 31. Good morning, Representative Seaton.
Good morning, Carolyn, and to everybody on the Southern Kenai Peninsula.
So last night, the legislature passed an operating budget for fiscal year 2018, avoiding a possible government shutdown on July 1st. Some areas of compromise include fully funding K-12 education, which you've pushed for from the start, and setting the permanent fund dividend at $1,100. You were on the conference committee that worked out the terms of that agreement. Are you satisfied with the outcome?
I was the chairman of the conference committee, so the chief negotiator on the House side. Everything's a compromise. We looked for our values in the Alaska House Coalition, and on that we were really supportive of education. I think we got there to many people's surprise when the Senate was proposing a $69 million cut. We held firm and got K-12 as well as pre-K and best beginnings and those kind of things. We also secured the money in the higher education fund for completing the Alaska Performance Scholarships over time. So we'll continue to encourage students to take tougher courses in high school and be prepared and get scholarships to go to the university.
And the conference committee also included language in the budget indicating their intent to get rid of the state's oil and gas subsidies by the end of the next fiscal year. And Governor Walker amended his proclamation for the special session to allow the legislature to address those subsidies during the remaining days of the session. What do you see happening with those subsidies in the remainder of the current special session?
Well, it's a very divisive topic. We, of course, passed a bill out of the House that, increased revenues and lowered our liability over time by about $800 million from those credits and carry forwards. The Senate wasn't on the same page with us, and so there's still a fair amount of disagreement. We definitely want to move forward with ending catchable credits, but we want to do it in a way which lowers the state's liability from those expenses, not just changing the name. So I'm not sure. We're quite a ways apart, but we'll be looking at it. We know we need to. And what we did by putting the intent language in there was to let everybody know that any expenses after January 1st, 2018, we are not intending to buy back any of those cashable credits or refund them. We are, they can hold them and use them against their future tax liability once they come into production, but we let everybody know what the position of both the House and the Senate were on cashable credit. So we accomplished some of that, but the bill itself, I think there's quite a bit of disagreement on what the aspects would be that would get us to the point we need to be.
And so does Governor Walker's amendment to his proclamation require you to reach an agreement on those subsidies during the special session, or is that just to open up discussion?
The only things that we can discuss are things that are on the call. It doesn't mean that we have to reach resolution on that. Oftentimes, you can't reach resolution on all the issues on the call. So, yes, that does not mean that we will reach resolution. Like I say, the two sides are quite a ways apart philosophically on that issue right now, or how to achieve. Well, I mean, we're both philosophically, the House and the Senate want to get rid of cashable credits, but the way to do that is of value to the state is in somewhat dispute. So I'm not sure how much success we will have in that, but it is on the call, so it can be considered.
And talk a little bit about the decision to set the dividend at $1,100. That's, I believe, $50 less than what the House had initially proposed and $100 more than what the Senate had proposed. Is there a long-term plan for where that is going? I know a lot of the budget deficit was filled from the constitutional budget reserve, which is kind of dwindling and almost empty. What's the plan going forward with the permanent fund and the constitutional budget reserve?
Well, the permanent fund is something, you know, that is in both of the plans, SB 26, that is the restructuring of the permanent fund earnings reserve, and also having some cap on permanent fund dividends. That is a part of everybody's known solution. The difference is about $700 million if we get a plan. But that plan, comprehensive fiscal plan, like we passed out of the House over to the Senate, also has to include oil taxes and oil credits, as well as, you know, the smart budget cuts that we're trying to achieve, and a broad-based tax. Some other forms of revenue than just taking and reducing the permanent fund dividend. So the House has been very firm in saying that we are not going to do a permanent fund restructure and permanent fund dividend reduction only plan, because that only makes Alaskans pay, not outside workers or tourists or anything else. And we think we need to broaden the base of revenue.
And so with that comprehensive fiscal plan, which I know you've been pushing for and the House has been pushing for from the beginning, where does this compromise leave that plan going forward? Will the legislature be starting from scratch next year and be facing the same kind of arguments and difficulty on compromise?
Well, I think we need to separate the budget and all those individual agency and those kind of things from the actual fiscal plan for a long-term solution for the state and for our economy. So I wouldn't be surprised at all that in the fall, sometime later here, when people have had a chance to get a breath, that we are back here looking at a long-term fiscal plan, new revenues, how to structure that. So I would just anticipate that we will be needing to do that. And my hope is that we're not doing that on top of trying to deal with the budget and, you know, all of the other issues, health and social services, you know, all the different committees that are meeting, whether it's on legal issues, you know, the courts or HESS. So.
Sure. And just very briefly, what's left for the remaining days of the special session?
Well, we did the operating budget, which was the chief thing that we're required to do. There is a capital budget still out there, which would be helpful to the economy. There are some items in there that are, you know, controversial between the two bodies. We don't have to get that done, but it would be really beneficial. And so at some point in time, but I don't think we're ready right now.
Okay. Well, Representative Seaton, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good talking with everybody. Thanks.